This is the Seabed Daily Text for Wednesday, February the 14th, 2018. It's Ash Wednesday. On the difference between living for Jesus and living from Jesus. Ephesians 1, 1a. This letter is from Paul, chosen by the will of God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus. Consider this. Have you ever gotten a letter from God? I haven't either. Well, there was the time that college kid wrote me a letter and signed it from God. Pretty creepy. God doesn't write letters. Only people can do that. But wait, isn't that what the Bible is? A massive letter from God? Yes, we believe the Bible is God's word, but God did not write it. People wrote the Bible. The Bible is a human document. So does this somehow diminish the Bible's authority? Not for a second, because the Bible is also a divine document. Every word of the Bible is inspired by the Holy Spirit. Look at how the Apostle Peter describes this mysterious reality. Above all, you must understand that no prophecy of Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation of things. For prophecy never had its origin in the human will, but prophets, though human, spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. 2 Peter 1:20 and 21. Notice when Paul opens the letter, he doesn't say, "This letter is from God." Go back and read it again. His opening five words are as follows: "This letter is from Paul." In saying this, Paul takes responsibility for the letter. Watch what he does next. "Chosen by the will of God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus." Paul claims to possess authority without claiming to be an authority. Jesus Christ is the authority. Paul is his apostle. Because Paul knows he is not the authority, he has the capacity to share in the authority of Jesus. An apostle, or a Christian for that matter, is not a worker for Jesus, but a messenger from Jesus. These distinctions may seem like subtleties. They are not. We do not live our lives for God. We live our lives from God. We do not work for Jesus. We work from Jesus. Our lives are the letter. Paul's letter and his life are one and the same. It's because it's all coming from somewhere else, from the person of Jesus Christ, through the presence of the Holy Spirit resident in him and through him. Discipleship is not about mastering a body of knowledge or conforming to a behavioral code. Discipleship means learning to live freely under the mastery or lordship of Jesus Christ, which is to say, in the abiding zone of his active presence. It means learning to be, quote, "carried along by the Holy Spirit," unquote. Paul's letter to the Ephesians is not a flat description of something he has mastered. It is an inspired declaration, description, and demonstration of the reality in which he lives. Prepare yourselves, my friends. We aren't taking a seat on Paul's tour bus. We're entering into the zone of divine presence. Lenten Insight. Today is Ash Wednesday, which opens the door into the 40-day season of Lent. Ash Wednesday asks us to face our death before we die, that we might truly live our life while we're still alive. On this, the saints throughout the ages are in one accord. The secret to life is to die before you die. From dust you have come, and to dust you shall return. Repent and believe the gospel. The prayer. Abba, Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus, in whom the very fullness of your presence dwells bodily, and who would dwell in us through the Holy Spirit. I want this more than life itself, because this is, in fact, life itself. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The questions. Number one, what do you make of this distinction between living for and living from Jesus? How would you express that in your own terms? Number two, do you think of the Christian life as requiring more effort from you or more trust in God? And number three, have you ever thought of your life as a letter from God to the world? What implications would that have for you? For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.